After the interviews, the county council deliberated in closed session, but they will not announce their choice, according to council member Chris Robinson, until it's placed on next week's agenda. Chris Head, a Trailside resident who's been passed over before for the Snyderville Commission, wore a makeshift sign around his neck which said, "Rejection is a badge of honor." And as Robinson noted, for his interview, Head served hard-boiled eggs to the council.
There was a little showmanship there, I think. He, at the end of the interview, he explained the reason for the hard-boiled eggs. He thought we had egg on our face for not choosing him the first round because the person we chose in the end couldn't serve due to not being able to make the time commitment. And so it was a little... There was a little repartee there, but I think he provides a service to the community in the sense that he is engaged. You know, we don't always see eye to eye, and sometimes he can be a little caustic, but we don't have as much participation in our processes as we'd like. And my hat's off to him for, you know, wanting to be involved, and he thought that it was sort of a foregone conclusion that he wasn't going to get chosen, but we had a good dialogue.
The council and Head had a candid conversation. They asked him how somebody who has attacked the county and individual staffers, sometimes harshly, can work on the Planning Commission and play well in the sandbox, as Kim Carson put it.
I think that the big hang-up that many of us have had is that when it becomes personal and when there isn't, a respect, especially, you know, it's one thing. We elected officials and even the county manager. I mean, we sort of signed on for putting a target on our backs, and it goes with the territory. But our junior staff and the rest of our staff, I mean, they really, none of us is perfect. And obviously, they're going to make mistakes. And it's really hard on people when it becomes personal like that.
Then came the twist. Head announced that after listening to the other candidates, he was withdrawing his application.
That was a little unexpected, but yeah, that's what he did. He withdrew.
Or was it just the foregone conclusion that you wouldn't choose him?
Well, I don't know. He withdrew before we had a chance to deliberate, so I don't know.
County Council member Chris Robinson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.